Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What's up, everyone? Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. Sarah's still out, so if you're missing her voice, so are we. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. But right now, she's still pretty sick. I guess it's the poison oak, but maybe we'll get doctor's opinion on that.
Yeah.
At some point today. Listen, right now we have a pair of Kid Rock tickets up for grabs. He's playing Shoreline on August 22nd. Winning those tickets gets you in the running for a four-night all-inclusive stay at the Grand Solmar Land's End in Cabo San Lucas and $1,200 airfare allowance.
My girlfriend texted me about the Solmar. The hotel.
Uh-huh.
She's like, that place is off the hook.
Get $20 tickets to over 40 different Live Nation Bay Area concerts at livenation.com. Mm-hmm. So Kid Rock tickets up for grabs. 800-400 FM 97, caller 97 gets the Kid Rock tickets, and then you're in the running for the Cabo trip. Someone wrote Squid Row.
Yeah.
That's one of the bars.
Uh-huh.
Squid Row. I remember Giggling Marlin.
I remember that one, too.
And they said The Office?
I don't know The Office.
I don't know The Office at all, either. But then I haven't been to Cabo since the mid-90s.
Yeah, me too. We need to go, Vinny.
I would go.
We need to do a show trip there, broadcast from there.
I don't know how much I'd be able to get away and go surfing. You really do have to split. Well, whatever. I'll work out those details.
Please
when
do,
you
then,
when you hook that up.
Oh, so I have to start it.
Aren't you going to?
I want to.
Our text number is 800-400-FM-97 or 3697. Here's that one I teased you guys with. This person, we were talking about OCD.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, I am 52 years old and I've had OCD all my life. I remember taking hours to walk home from school, a walk that should have taken only 15 minutes. Because I couldn't stop on certain squares, or if a car in a certain color passed me, I had to go back and start all over again.
Wow.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. I do know OCD can get to the point in people's lives where they have to take drugs. There are drugs that can address the issue. I don't know what those side effects are or if it's worth it. But the things that I've talked about are nothing compared to that.
Sure.
Triple checking doors.
Difficult. Yeah.
Carrying sleeping bag because you don't feel comfortable or can't fall asleep mm-hmm. in strange beds. That's nothing by comparison to that. Vinny, didn't you used to talk about always unplugging the coffee pot when you lived alone? That's another one that I do. Vinny, that's not OCD. That's short-term memory loss. You could be right. I mean, I do know that OCD is a real thing, and having some memory loss is probably more likely a problem for me, as I did do quite a bit of drugs and drinking in my formative years. To the Fox, thanks for being so nice, Hooman.
The fox? Oh, they're calling Hooman a fox?
Yeah.
When was that nice? It's so rare.
I don't know. When were you last nice? You tell us.
I don't know if it's a winner that I give a prize to this morning or if it's a person I ran into on the streets.
Did they say anything else?
That's it.
Oh.
Just to the fox. Thanks, Hooman.
Mm. Oh.
Thanks for being so nice, Hooman. You guys mentioned 13 Reasons Why. Season 2 has a premiere date, but uh-huh. you never said what the date was.
I did at the end of the story. It is May 18th.
May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention more often.
Vinny, someone says, I name my toaster Vinny.
Oh, that's good. I've been there. People have named their pets after us.
Yeah.
That's always nice. Mm-hmm. I'll take a toaster.
Even Guide Dogs for the Blind had a dog for each one of us.
Vinny, people probably told you this already, but Vinny, you and your fiance could get shingles from being exposed to the chickenpox virus. The same virus causes both, and really anyone in their mid-late 30s and older are at risk.
I've heard that on TV commercials.
I have heard that, too, and I've heard shingles hurt like a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to do? Keep your kid away from you?
I don't know. I don't see how that's an option. I'll tell you one of the things that I always thought about when it comes to families as I was working, chasing my career was, it seems like it's too distracting and way too much work. Like, you know, trying to focus on something and there's always some thing popping up. And you know what? I was right. There's always something popping up. When you least can are prepared to deal with it, there's another thing. Oh, and yet, I like it. The whole family thing. Yeah.
Right.
Vinny, Vans.
Vinny, sometimes when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, I think
free
about,
as a bird.
And I think
bird.
About you and Bryn and anyone out there that has a family and bigger responsibilities than I do. I just go, wow, I'm tired, but how do they do it? How do you guys do it?
How do you do it? Here's how. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
That's how.
That's your life.
Ask any mom, and moms are the ones who really deal with this the most. If it's even fair to say that I deal with it, because I don't by comparison, there's no choice. She has to deal with it. There's the kid.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Right.
That's why, you know, and then there's the next thing. And then there's me like, sex?
She's like, you're
no?
last
yeah,
on the
that's,
list.
Believe me, that's the thing that gets dropped. And that's how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I waited up, I mean, over the past few months, like waited up on a work night for that.
For Nook?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's not going to happen until the baby's asleep.
Yeah, I know that.
Come
sleep,
on,
kid.
Sleep. Come on, sleep. And she, once she starts moving, like, oh, come on. Go back to sleep.
It is really a trip. To think that, but I've also not waited up, which is worse.
Right.
Because you're like,
no, I've done that too.
I'm just going to shine it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
9:30, 10:30. Just counting.
Well, down. I've had, here's an example. I've had those nights, like a weekend night, where she goes to put the kid to sleep and then she falls asleep.
Right.
And there I am, all sexy on the couch, waiting. I guess it's not happening because they're both asleep up
sure.
there. Great. kids. Don't
Love
do it, Hooman.
No, do
don't
it.
Do it, Hooman.
Hooman would be a great dad. He's taking the
winner. Oh, I was going to say, he doesn't say anything
right
to that?
No, he's got the winner.
Vinny, did your OCD kick in after you stopped drinking, or did you always have it? It's totally since I've been sober. Totally since I've been. There was a time when I was in my 20s where I could have walked over a dead body in my own house and wouldn't thought to move it, clean it, do any, like, yeah, it's just being sober. You find yourself needing to control your environment more and having to, like, you can't live in, with dirt and clutter and things around you the same way.
You care a little more.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And even locking the doors. Locking doors? What are you going to do? Steal my beer? Ooh, don't Ooh. Steal my beer.
You better lock those doors.
Yeah.
Vinny, you're describing my life.
What part?
The OCD stuff. my friend uses her phone to take pictures of the stove being off and her curling iron being unplugged.
That was always a big thing for me growing up and
iron?
To this day.
Forgetting that?
The flat iron, yeah.
I suspect the reason George Washington included molasses in his beer recipe is because at the time, making rum from the Caribbean molasses was huge in the colonies. All right.
It's that new beer you were talking about.
Yeah.
Budweiser's putting out a beer. What is it? Red Lager? I forgot what you called it.
Oh, I forgot too. But it's by Budweiser.
Yeah.
And it's George Washington's recipe.
Yeah.
George Washington, you know, the father of the country.
That dude.
Vin, you should buy the same amount of Snapchat stocks that you bought at $21 now that it's at $11, and that would take your average to $16, except then I'd be more in debt. I'm not going deeper with Snap. No way, Jose.
Freedom Reserve, Red Lager.
There you go.
Okay, yeah.
Where is Sarah? She is at home. The last new original VW Bug was built in 2003. It's really a shame all the government regulations that made those cars unaffordable. If the exact vehicle they made in 67 was available today, I would buy it in a heartbeat. Yeah, it's weird. They were making them in Mexico, so it was a VW factory in Mexico, and they were making 67 Bugs brand new in the 90s when I went to visit, and that's what they were using for rentals. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. It was fun. It was like...
You just put your boards on top?
I think we sat back to... on one side and had the boards on the other side inside the car.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying tea tree is the thing to do if you've got this lice problem, everybody.
I love tea tree.
What do you mean you love it?
I mix it with my shampoo all the time. It feels so good on my skin and
what is
my
it like
hair.
Minty?
It's an oil. I use the actual pure organic tea tree oil.
But what is it? Why does it feel good? Like, I know peppermint just gives you that sort of menthol feeling or something. What does tea tree do?
It just has this like cleansing quality to it. So after I like wash my hair in it and I just sit there, my whole body feels incredible.
Your whole body, huh?
Yeah.
Your whole body.
Top to bottom.
That's incredible.
Top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
I'm sitting at my desk itching my head as you guys are talking about lice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And I wasn't tripping as hard as the people in my house were. And my kid didn't even know. So really, it was her mom that was tripping.
Hey, can I congratulate Chad of Auburn?
He won
the Kid Rock tickets. Nice. This guy's been, you know, calling for years. He's never won anything before. And it was his birthday just a few days ago.
Nice,
so
I Chad.
I said, this is your birthday gift from us here.
Way
at
to
Alice.
Go, Chad. Birthday.
Vinny, someone says 415. Yes, Vinny, it is like the minty effect, the tea tree.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys, I need a favor. My son has poison oak just like Sarah. When he heard that Sarah had it, too, he got so excited. Weird, I know. But we're on our way to the doctor now, and he might have to get a shot. Can you tell him that the shot didn't hurt that bad? And he's a strong boy?
What's his name?
His name is...
Snoop.
Ikena.
Ikena?
Ikena.
Say it, Vinny.
He just did.
Ikena.
The
Ikena,
shot didn't hurt.
You're a strong boy. You're a big boy. We at the morning show believe in you. That shot won't hurt a bit.
We love you guys. Listen every day on the way to school. Yeah, being brave is one of the most important things you're going to have to learn in your life, too. So be brave. Go in there and handle it. You can do this. It's a trip how many things you'll face in your life, whether you're 5 or 45, where you're all, oh, this. I got to deal with this today. Yeah. And you just got to be brave and go face it. And afterward, you'll be so happy with yourself.
And what is your saying? I think about this all the time. What's the best time to do that?
Now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
No, no, Bryn. No, I'm trying to teach my kid not to be a procrastinator.
Right when is now, the right now.
When is the right time to do something?
Later.
Now. No, Bryn. Wrong. Right now. Yeah, she's taken to answering wrong as well because she likes watching me get all flipped out.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm feeling it. I had fun with that. No, Bryn. No, Isla. That's not the answer.
I always tell her all the good stuff's in her head. And so when I ask, what's in there? She's like, nothing. I'm like, no. God, why do we protect our head?
You gotta try to give her, like, no reaction. Just sit there blank.
Yeah, because that's what she wants.
I know. Well, but, you know,
much
I can't
like
help
her
it.
Father.
The problem with VR is the same as the problem with 3D movies. You have to wear special clumsy goggles and need some way to interact with it. Pointer or gloves. Mm-hmm. AR has better potential. Just look at Pokemon game. Augmented reality is different than VR, I guess. I don't really want any of it, but a couple of the things Facebook added, which we talked to Scott Budman about earlier today at 7:30 on our news, the dating thing on Facebook sounds excellent. Like, I really can see a lot of people being stoked by that.
Yeah.
And then being able to scrub your page, I guess if you feel like they have too much info on you, you can empty your history mm-hmm. without deleting your whole account. That's probably good too. A couple more before we go. Dating apps already sell your info. Remember Grindr? Yeah, I think they all do that. I don't think you're going to get off.
And you probably okayed it when you mm-hmm. checked off agree.
There's a heart you can click if you want to join the dating site within Facebook. There are 200 million single people in the Facebook network. You will not be matched with your friends, says 650. Oh.
So it's already being offered, they're saying?
Sounds like it.
I mean, not that I want it.
I agree, Vinny. Facebook is going to rock as a dating app. I can't wait. Of course, Vinny loves the idea. Vinny loves love.
I've met girls on Facebook
when I was single, and it was super easy. And part of the reason I liked being able to use that is because I don't go to bars mm-hmm. or clubs. I don't drink. So it puts me in a situation where I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to ask people out at the grocery store. And I did that too. But, you know, it's easy. Facebook's easy. All right, I guess that's enough for now. Rozzy, real quick. Listen to Painkiller by Rozzy Crane. Really good. Yeah, we played one of her songs this morning, and when I looked her up, she's from here, which is cool. So that's really nice to... And I guess I probably had heard that and just didn't commit it to memory. Anyway, we'll be back right after these, you guys. Thanks. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, we want to thank you guys for hanging with us. We know the show's not the same when Sarah's not around, but we are live and we're here and we're glad that you're here too. So thank you.
Yes.
And we don't know if Sarah will be back tomorrow. It's up in the air. We're going to at least prepare for the show like she's not going to be here.
Right. I'll give her a call later or text her later and see how she's feeling.
But being overprepared is a good thing. Going to bed like we're free as a bird and finding out we're not, that's not a good thing. So we'll be ready tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Either way, the show will be here
and
live.
The show will go on.
Yeah.
And so, we have the movie review tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Liam
McLean right?
is going to be, we'll see. <We'll laughs> so that will peak for the week. Yeah. Tomorrow, everyone.
I just kept thinking, well, we could always got, I think he saves all those, like the written little things that he does. I think he saves them.
I don't think so. I think he throws them away.
Oh,
I
really?
See them in the trash. As soon as he's done with him speaking his review, he usually chucks his index cards in the trash.
Oh, I always
But they're
thought-
in his mind, I'm sure.
All right. Well, I was thinking we could always go back to a movie review from 5 years ago, but if he doesn't save those, then
well,
I'm guessing...
Well, they're definitely at RadioAlice.com, right? So
yes,
you can just replay
right.
that.
They're all banked. I guess I can pull it and
Is that right?
It.
They are?
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, we're not going to do that. We won't play three movie reviews. But there is
so
the one movie review, and we'll do news and sports like we always do and whatever else comes
Celebrity
up.
Celebrity trash. Right.
Oh, I wanted to thank Scott Budman for coming on because the Facebook stuff is kind of interesting. I mean, obviously, we're all on there, and as they got themselves sort of into some trouble and now they're trying to dig out, it's nice to see new features. And hopefully, I mean, I think the dating site sounds really cool. So whatever. All right, stay tuned. Jane's got a bunch of stuff to give away, and Lexi.
She does. Lexi is up next, though, and she's got stuff as well.
All right, then. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.